a good laugh before I went to sleep.
Tell her to show her whole body. Tell her to show her whole body real quick. If she can put the camera down and stand up.
Please set the camera up.
Set the camera up, you hyena.
Girl. Girl, you're weird.
So I'm going to, I don't want to get too loud because my wife is going to sleep, but this is what I'm going to say. I do think it's odd and it does give weird vibes that someone could be that obsessive within a couple of hours.
No, literally a couple of hours. Ready to get the name tatted and shave the eyebrow off on live is crazy work. That shows you right there that it's clout chasing.
It's very. It's
never even met her. That is insane.
To me personally, it just gives like scary and obsessive and like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty sure y'all are scared.
It's giving the show you.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't y'all agree that if a crazy girl came, and the thing is, I was okay with her making a fool out of herself because she has no respect for me and my family. I saw the messages she was sending my baby daddy. She was
laughing. Wallah, we were laughing at her.
Girl, you think I would care if you were so thirsty throwing yourself at my baby daddy?
Ew.
You know that I'm pregnant. She literally called the ultrasound and see me pregnant with three babies. Now that she's mad, she wants to go.
Like I said, the only people
just whatever makes you happy.
Let me tell you something, Khaki, because that's what your name is, Khaki. You know, let me tell you something, Mr. Khaki, because you're a man, by the way. You don't look like a lady. I will never qualify you as a lady.
Sir.
You have to be a lady. You have to look like a lady. And the way that you look is like a man, so a person like me couldn't give you those credentials. You are a man. You look like a man. You look like a linebacker. My son's shoulders are smaller than yours. That should tell you something about yourself. Get on the weight loss program. I will call them for you. 1-800-LOSE-SOME-WEIGHT. That's the facts. You know what I'm saying? That's the facts.
It's the fact.
Everybody on here is beautiful. My baby mother, beautiful. Ray, beautiful. Mommy Jessica, so beautiful. Look at her.
Girl, I weigh like 240 pounds. So
and look at you. And look at you.
We're beautiful.
Look at you. Beautiful.
And wearing beautiful. It proudly.
And look
and wearing
it. But I weigh like two.
And you're pretty. And you're pretty in the face. Pretty in the waist. Look at Mommy Jessica, beautiful nails.
Don't
done.
You
look
dad.
At,
don't
bro,
do
look
me.
At Mommy Jessica, look at her
pretty.
Nails.
I'm over
bro,
here like.
Look at Mommy Jessica. Look at her nails. Look at her hair.
Right,
look
don't let
her.
Me get started with you.
Look how clean she looks. Look how.
Okay, but I'm an old school lesbian. Okay.
Look how clean y'all look. Look
we have two nails over here.
Look how clean y'all look, and that's the facts, bro.
Oh
that's
my
the
God,
facts, bro.
Is girl,
she is very scary looking, bro. Very scary looking, like a man. She really thought, you know, the only people that will tune into her live every single day from now on are the same people that are on the live panel that want to just like, oh, you didn't expose nothing, babe.
Like, bro, if you look at her live right now, you can just tell. Like,
No. Look, you didn't expose nothing, baby. Like, we're telling you, you were a skit. We were never around you. A person like us could never be around a person like you. You did not go to an Airbnb. You think I would rent out an Airbnb and let a girl like you be at my B&B? No, you could have maybe been the person that was giving us the food, like the waiter that you are.
We are hungry.
Me and Glow could have been laid back and you could have came and served us and my baby mama. You know, you could have been
don't forget Mommy Jessica and Ray too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And Mommy Jessica and Ray, you could have been that. You know, you could come to cook for us, but you would have never came to be a girl that's at the Young Low B&B. You ain't cut like that. You don't look like that. You're nasty. Everything about you is nasty. My baby mother knew I was texting you the whole time. My apartment that you claim that I have, I do have a hidden apartment, and I'm still going to have it. And
oh, I didn't know about that, but I don't care.
And you can't afford to get in those apartments. And you can't even afford an $800 rental. That's why you have freaking roommates with your mom who looks like a pig and your sister who looks like a bigger
Everybody's
pig.
Crammed into one house. And
that's
they're
so
hungry.
Sad. God
if
bless
y'all want to go donate to the cause. We
that's
can start
so sad.
Me.
That's so sad. Hopefully she doesn't use the dollar. Hopefully she doesn't use the little $50 for noodles, and maybe she actually uses to buy her son some shoes.
I hope you do. If you're watching, I hope you do spend that on your child instead of those Modelos and
oh,
beer.
Oh, she's not watching. She's busy on live saying sub. That's all she's worried about.
But I feel really bad. Like, anyone can say whatever about me as a mom, but I know what I do. I do everything for my children. They have the best life, despite what anyone wants to say. But someone who I've seen proof of them willing to leave their child behind, their two-year-old child, in another state.
Not even just a city to city, but a state to state.
Go chase a practically married woman about to have five children to go chase love and get laid and fame and clout. yeah, girl, you're disgusting in my book. That's why I didn't care if you were coming on here to make a fool out of yourself. That's why I never cared if you were texting my baby daddy, because you disgust me. Like, you're bottom barrel woman. You don't care for your child. You were willing to leave your 2-year-old child behind in the state that you live in. You didn't care what happened to him. You only, like, this is sickening. And I'm not a perfect parent, but I can tell. Girl, my kids come first and everything. My
did she expect, like, an open relationship? Or was she trying to
literally take all of them? No, I think she expected to, like, take Norali's place, but, like, let's be for real. Like,
okay, Glow, can you actually say that? Because you were the one telling me that this girl was so delusional that she actually thought that my baby daddy was going to leave her family eventually to put her as female number one.
That's why I'm tempted to send her a therapist, because I'm genuinely
like, this is why y'all need to understand why I was literally agreed on, like, okay, if she wants to come on here and make a fool out of herself, let her. Nobody is paying you. Nobody is asking you. Nobody is waking up, hitting your phone, saying, hop on a live, shave your brow, get a tat. This was all her. She was willing to do this. She was asking to do this all because of the simple true fact that she's obsessed and in love with Young Lo. When y'all see her crying, when y'all see her talking, when y'all see her tripping out, it's because she's mentally insane.
Without meeting somebody and crying.
She's in love with Young Lo, and she's never met her. She genuinely made a fantasy in her brain.
I'm trying to go to sleep at night, bro. Stop telling me this girl liked me. Ew.
Oh, she likes you, guys.
Ew. No, but for real, bro, like, she was, like, on her line, like, talking about how obsessed she was.
Put the pieces together real quick.
Hold on, let me call the ambulance real quick, bro, because I'm going to throw up, bro. Like, ew.
It's just simple facts on getting somebody tatted and shaving your eyebrow without meeting them is delusional.
We didn't even ask her to.
I find that very offensive. I find that very offensive.
She was willing. She begged for it. She'd blow up her phone.
Oh, I need to go change my looks then, bro, because if a girl like that likes me, then what does that mean? Like, ew.
Delusion.
I just think it's funny how she wants to get on a live saying, I'm exposing. The only thing she's exposing is herself. She green screened a photo of Young Lo saying, you're a great friend to me. And her whole chat went silent because they were probably 9-10 times out of 10 embarrassed for you. You look like a crazy girl on your live begging for sub money, begging for clout, begging for an exposing series when you don't have anything but us telling you that you're cut. Young Lo playing the part of feeling bad for you, telling you, you know, trying to hype you because we felt
bad. I seen somebody. Oh, leave your comments on, babe mama. Leave your comments on. I seen something with you know what I'm saying? I seen something where somebody said
this. And I don't care what y'all say. Y'all need to be honest. Like, this was a clout chaser willing to do dirty work.
No, it's not even that, bro. I'm going to tell y'all something.
Let her do it.
We don't care that this girl is on here doing that. Y'all are crazy.
We don't care.
Look, let me speak. Y'all are crazy if y'all think we are shook up about this girl. We're laughing, y'all. That's why we're giving attention. Usually, we don't give people the attention when we think they're actually, like, can mess up what we all have going on. The fact that we're sitting on here giving this girl the attention proves to show that we generally don't give a shit. Because we would
and,
never...
And like, me being in the same city as her, I tell y'all she has no motion. She's thirsty for
nobody knows her. Nobody likes that girl. But that's what I'm saying, y'all. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. You feel me? Stop asking about Luna. We're not mentioning her. Don't talk about her, all right? Talk about who's on here, not about who's not on here.
Apparently, the hyena's on her live begging that I've never seen how she's done.
That hyena has to beg. She has to beg. Her time is up. You feel me? Yes, we are talking about khaki. You feel me? So like I said, don't ever come on here and think that we're on live. We're all scared. No, that's why we're mentioning
laughing.
Her. That's we're why we're talking about, we about her. We're actually giving her more attention by mentioning her. We're laughing. We want you to talk about it. We want you to show your receipts, you know? We want you to.
They said she got off her live. She was getting too mad.
Oh, she's on there showing screenshots, but you could tell it's fake. Like, it's just.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares, girl. Your time is up, sis. Your time is up. Give it up. Go get you a torta for the night. I'll cash up you the money.
Let's just look at her for real.
Yo, I gave her money. I had sent her money to get a tattoo, and she bought food with it instead.
She's hungry, baby.
Jeez, but nobody cares. That's why we're giving her the attention because she's a big girl.
We're laughing.
Big girl. She was a skit. She was a skit. She said for me to expose y'all, like, huh? Yeah, we really like that. We really.